Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. You know, it reminds me, when I look at something like this, it really makes you think. You want to know more. For me, I was amazed when I found out something about a word, a single word that made all the difference in the world to me. You see, in the translation, or what they call tarjuma in the Arabic language, translation, interpretation, of the Arabic words of the Quran, I found that there's one word nobody is translating. From the very beginning of the Quran to the back of it, there's a word they don't translate. Every other word they'll translate. They will tell you that bait means house. Yeah, that's right. Stomach is fish. We know that. Yeah. And they'll even say deen means religion. That's a little bit of wee translation there. But there's a word, they leave it in Arabic every time. The first time I encounter it is in chapter 3, verse 19. Inna dina indillahi al-Islam. Now, the translator said, for sure the only religion with God is Islam. Wait a minute. The word they didn't translate is the word Islam. So how am I going to deal with that? Well, I had to think about that. I wanted to find out more about it. So I went to the scholars and I said, how can we know? And they said, well, you've got something called the Mawrid or the dictionary. Let's take a look and see what we find. And what we find, the word Islam can't translate. That's why they didn't do it. You can't translate it because it's too big. It's not just a word. It's a concept. A concept that requires at least the minimum of 5 understandings from the English language. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The very first of those is surrender. Now, you might wonder, wait a minute, what kind of religion you're talking about surrender? I mean, well, all of us are getting kind of used to Muslims surrendering, aren't we? I'm talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, and when we go through airport security, I surrender, right? But it's not that kind of surrender. It's a surrender of the heart to the one Almighty God. That's number one. Number two, and this is the second concept, is submission. Now, what is submission? When you submit something, well, you're giving yourself over to something, you're going to tie yourself into it, basically. You're going to hook up with it. Submit, second word. Third word, third concept, and this one is obedience, to obey. This means I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I said I'm going to do it. I surrender. I submit. But now I'm going to obey. And how am I going to obey? Let me give you an example of this. You ever ride along out in the country somewhere, you saw a stop sign, you went, why should I stop? I don't see any cars coming. What a stupid stop sign. I'm not going to stop. I'll go through it. And when you did that, you did not really obey in sincerity, because the sincerity would have been, I would stop no matter what. So this sincerity is key to this word Islam. To be sincere, 100%, not 101, not 99, but 100% sincere to what you said you're going to do. Now, hold on a second. I want you to think about this. How could a person be forced to be sincere? Can I force you to be sincere? No. You can force people to do a lot of things, but you can't force them to be sincere. Can you? No. Because if they're forced, then it's not sincerity. Therefore, it means that Islam could never be spread by a sword, a hand grenade, or a car bomb. Nothing could be further from the truth. Because if sincerity is a part and parcel of the concept, then it must be from the heart. It has to come from the inside of the person. They have to want it. They want to surrender. They want to submit. They want to obey. They want to be sincere with Almighty God. But wait a minute, there's two more here. One of them is safety. There's a security that comes along with that. And that completes 5, doesn't it? But there's a 6th that I'll mention. And oftentimes, you think about peace, salam. And they'll say, Islam is peace. But actually, the peace that's in Islam is a conditional peace. It means that you will be in peace with your Almighty God regardless of all the things that happen. Because you said you would do what He wants you to do. You're surrendering to Him. you're obeying him, you're submitting, and you're being sincere. You're finding this comfort zone, this safetiness of Islam. But now, are you going to be in peace with it? Because if you are, you wind up even with six meanings here. And there are more and more. Holistic is another part of it. It's complete. There's nothing left out of it. And we could go on and on. But these principal things that we're talking about, let's focus on these. And I'll hold up my hand so you get the idea. You ready? First and foremost, surrender to God. Submit to God. Obey God. Be sincere. And then above all, be in peace with whatever comes to you after you've done the other four. Put your mind and heart and soul in peace with your Creator, and you will find that you'll be able to endure any of the difficulties or chaos in your life. That's Islam. Regardless of how you translate it, that is what Islam is all about. We always ask Allah to keep us in that way. And that beautiful teaching, that beautiful understanding that there really is one God, and the only way to God is to be sincere and to give Him your heart. Give Him your best. And He knows. He knows what's in your heart. And He's ready to accept it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Huwa Alladhi Ja'alna Muslimeen. Praise be to the One who guided us to be in Islam and made us Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony, let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time.